Aleluya. The apostolic ministry, please pay attention. The apostolic ministry is a very dangerous ministry. The apostolic ministry is the kind of ministry that when you understand the demands spiritually, it may not be as attractive as it looks in the physical. In the physical, the apostolic ministry looks very flamboyant because you get to operate in all the other ministerial offices, prophetic, evangelical, pastoral, teacher. So it's like they are usually standalone people. Then you get to flow mightily in the gifts of the Spirit. You command tremendous influence. And it beguiles many people to think that the apostolic ministry is just as easy as it looks. Believe me, when you understand the scope of carrying an apostolic and a prophetic anointing, you will run away from it. Hallelujah. Occasionally, you find out that the burden of the Spirit rests upon you. See, the apostolic ministry is such that you sacrifice your life literally. You don't just sacrifice your time, you sacrifice your life. God can interrupt your life and your activity any day and any time because He pours upon your spirit the burden that is carrying for a season, for a people. And you must stay in the secret place until you are able to articulate what is communicating and to birth it properly. And trust me, birthing spiritual things are painful. So you get to a point where you will have to choose whether or not you really want to carry this mantle. That's why apostles and prophets in the Bible were lonely people. They were abnormal human beings. They were controversial human beings. Their lives, that's why many of them did not marry. Because I'm sure that God just said, look, let's save women heart attack from the madness of these people. The mantle will change you. It literally will reconfigure you into something you may not want. You are like a puppet under the influence of an agency you cannot stop. That's why the Bible says the church was built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. You know how thick a foundation must be to carry any structure. Any structure at all. Hallelujah. And so sometimes when you find out that I retreat like this away, it's not just to go and play around. It's an intense communication of the burden of the Spirit. And brothers and sisters, let me submit to you that if you want to do ministry God's way, you must not just love God, but you must stay on course at all times. He says, I will stand upon my watch and I will set myself upon the tower and I will see what the Lord will say. Because you cannot afford to speak to people the things that are not being truly communicated by the Spirit. There are people inside and outside. God draws them by Himself so that they will hear the precepts of the Spirit. And by the grace of God, in every city and in every region, God will always raise apostolic and prophetic platforms to not only regulate the spiritual climate within that region, but to serve as the gatekeepers within that region. Hallelujah. They serve as the envoys, the communicators of divine truth. They serve as the ones with whom divine realities can be communicated. And so it is very, very important that we realize and appreciate it. Truly, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, the apostolic ministry is a strong ministry. Forget, you can decide to do ministry men's way, right? But if you really want to carry the mantle and the grace of men like Smith Wigglesworth, William Seymour, if you want to become a continuation of this system of God's kingdom advancement, then you must stay. It will cost you. I've told us again and again, not everything in the kingdom is a gift. There are some things that are rewards. Listen, let me tell you. It is on account of this sacrifice that the Bible says he suffered no man to do them wrong. It says he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not. It's not just because, you know, a lot of times men of God threaten people with curses. If you touch me, I will curse you. No. The Bible says a curse causeless shall not stand. So it's not just making pronouncements, but that there is a way that certain vessels sacrifice their, not just their life, their lifetime, to carry certain communications of the Spirit for a generation. They may look strange, you may not understand. However, they are often at the pivot of kingdom activities. And I say this so that we can appreciate the truths that we receive here and do not trivialize them. Don't just see Fridays or any other day as, okay, koinonia, let's come, worship team, and then the word comes, and then you pray, and then you exchange pleasantries. It's more than that. God is making you become something, and you have gone too far. Even if you leave right now, it's like a virus. You have been infected. I lift my hands to you. You're the awesome God. I lift my hands to you. Awesome God. Awesome God. I lift my voice to you. You're the awesome God. I lift my hands to you. Awesome God, awesome God, I lift my voice to you. You're the awesome God, I lift my hands to you. Awesome God, awesome God, I lift my voice to you. You're the awesome God. I lift my hands to you. Awesome God, awesome God. I lift my voice to you. You're the awesome. Listen to what you are singing. I lift my hands to you. Just the voices. Sing it from your heart. I lift my voice to you. You're the awesome God. I lift my hands to you. Awesome God. Awesome God. Ask the Lord to open your eyes tonight. Open our eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.